we just change tracks in the middle here. We were running out of Matthew, and then we've started now. First, of course, we finished Thessalonians, and so now we're reading Colossians, because that's the next one in the way the New Testament is organized. Not really. There's a few in there. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. This is a marvelous letter. There are treasures in this letter. Most of the teaching is about the church. But I do want to point out one thing. You see, we give thanks to God the Father. When you go home, get a back of your New Testaments and look, where is Colossae anyway? And you'll see it's in that cluster of towns. Ephesus is not far away there. Because Colossians and Ephesians resemble one another very closely. It's a great indoor sport to figure out which one was written first. Probably Colossians. So we've heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love that you have for all the holy ones because of the hope reserved for you in heaven. So this idea of faith, hope, and love, you see, is grounded in the New Testament. You'll find those three linked like this. I've forgotten, something like 30 times. So what is faith, what is hope, and what is love? You see? They are the basic activities of the human spirit endowed with the life of God. Faith is a God-given act by which we yield to the truth of Jesus Christ and of all revelation. It's a yielding. It's an accepting. And with that, of course, goes a commitment. Faith. It's a pure gift. But it's one of those gifts, like the Lord with those three 10, 5, and 1 talents. You got to work with that. You can presume that the Holy Spirit is working within us incessantly, always moving in us. And the move is fundamentally through faith. See, faith is the root. Without the root, there's no connection with the divine soil. That's why you've heard me say this often. Practice your acts of faith. Make them up. Tell God, you know, Lord, I believe you. You are Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I believe you created the whole world out of love. And just believe, believe, believe. I believe that Jesus of Nazareth is your divine Son, God of God, light from light, true God of true God, begotten, not made, of the same substance as you. And through him you made the universe. I believe. Blessed Holy Spirit, the very kiss between the Trinity, I love you. I believe in you. I believe that you are. I believe that you dwell in me. Acts of faith, of hope, of love. Make them up. It's like going to the gym. You gotta work out. And that's how we grow in these virtues. As I say, you'll find Paul linking them like this quite often in his letter. You see, I've heard of your faith and the love you have for all the holy ones because of the hope reserved for you in heaven. That's where we're going. By the mercy of God. You see? Now, of this you have already heard through the word of truth that has come to you you see, the gospel. That's the word of truth. So what's the gospel? How would you describe the gospel? I've told you before, the rabbis have this saying, recite the whole law while you stand on one foot. Meaning, can you sum it up? How would you sum up the gospel? Now, you know, people like the Missionary Alliance and those, they give people points, you see, but it's simple, isn't it? God created the world. He created man and woman. And they rebelled against him. So he sent a Savior, his own divine Son, who died out of love for us, carrying all our sins to the cross, rose again, and bestows on us eternal life. See? And if you believe in him and accept him, that eternal life is yours. That's the gospel. Isn't it? Now you can spit it out, but that's the gospel. So it's good, you see, to practice. See, write out, what's your summary of the gospel? How can you give it, standing on one foot? What's the heart, you know, when you go out to evangelize, or you're in the grocery store, the drugstore, and you, what are you trying to mediate to that other person? That there is a God, that he created, that he loved us. He created man and we rebelled from him. He sent his own Son, equal to him, to teach us. And to, you heard it just today. You see? And he died and rose. And he poured out the Holy Spirit. And if you accept him into your heart, you see, then God is already with you. Now get baptized, which means get plunged into the church. But we're baptized into his body, right? That's the church. Practice the gospel. It's amazing, isn't it? You think, when was the last time I thought about that? But that's the taproot of our life. Okay. Just as in the whole world this gospel is bearing fruit and growing, so also among you. This gospel, this reality is bearing fruit, changing our lives. You see? From the day you came, you heard it and came to know the grace of God in truth. As you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow slave, who is a trustworthy minister of Christ on your behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. That's the sign. Isn't it the sign? Is God among us? Do we love each other? Do we forgive each other? Do we build each other up? Do we willingly serve each other? That's a miracle. People don't do that. They serve looking for a recompense, right? Maybe not always money, but I mean, it's cultivate the right friends, be nice to the right people, write whatever you think right is, people who will be nice to you or whatever. No, it's love. That's how you tell. Is the faith alive in this group? They love each other. And they love the Lord. So, it's an interesting, but if you stop, that's only the introduction to this letter, right? See, we've heard from Epaphras, who's a trustworthy minister of Christ. He told you the truth. He stood in that synagogue and told you this. Some people walked out. Some people mocked. The synagogue ruler tried to get him thrown out. But he stayed and talked to you. And that's why you have eternal life. It's interesting, you see, if you read, that's just the intro. I'm not going to go into the gospel because I already used up my time. But if you look at it, what do you see? Jesus left the house, the synagogue, and went into the house of Peter. It's exactly like Mark. In other words, there's a traditional way of getting our Lord, of describing our Lord's public life. He drives out a demon in the synagogue. This is Mark and Luke. He goes into the house. Peter's mother-in-law is sick. Now, in Luke, notice, he rebuked the fever. It was a spirit. In Matthew, he takes her hand and lifts her up. But in Luke, epitimon, he rebukes this fever. And she got up and waited on them. That's a vocation story. I'm going to stop now. But that's a vocation story. A call to believe. She's a disciple. She waits on them. Next year, at this point, we'll do the rest of that text.